The admonition is to seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and His strength. Seek His face evermore or continually. In connection, I don't know what Psalm David is. Is it the fifth? I don't know now at the moment. But at any rate, in connection with the bringing back of the ark, you know, the ark had been taken by the Philistines. Israel thought that if they had the ark, they would have the presence of God with them, and they would defeat the Philistines. But contrary to what they thought, the ark was taken and they were defeated. It had not returned to Jerusalem in 20 years. But David had a desire for God. And that ark represented God's presence. And so he built. First he built a tent. Later on he built something more permanent. And in connection with this ceremony, all Israel had to participate. And for the first time when they endeavored to bring the ark back, you remember that they didn't do it in the method that was set forth in the Word of God. And Uzzah touched the ark because they had it on a wagon and the way wasn't smooth, and so it shook. So he wanted to steady it, and the Lord was displeased with that. And so, in touching the ark, he died. Now that hurt David. He wondered. Then later he learned that the ark was to be carried by the priests. And so, that was years later. All Israel participated, it seems, in this ceremony. Bring back the ark. Bring back that which resembles the presence of the Lord. David had such a desire for God, such a hunger. And we ought to ask God to give it to us, real hunger. If we seek Him with our whole desire, He will be found of us. Oh God, put that within every one of us here. To seek Thee above everything else. Thank You for Your presence here, Lord. But we are to be found of You only as we seek after You with our whole heart, whole desire. And that was in David's heart. Remember how David had such delight in the fact that the ark was coming into Jerusalem, that he danced before the ark. And we have a hymn like that. It's coming. Hallelujah. The ark is coming up the road. Well, King David rejoiced with all his heart. And his wife happened to be looking out of the window, and she thought it was not becoming the king to do so. But he even told her that he would do other things as well, just to please his God.
Hallelujah.
Now, seek the Lord. That's number one. Seek the Lord. Jesus, you are Lord. I want you to take charge of my life. That's why I'm here, that you might control my life, that I might give it to you, that you might make it of worth, some worth to humanity. And his strength. I need strength. And he offers us his strength. Hallelujah. His strength is made perfect in weakness. Jesus, grant me your strength, this overcoming power. And then it says, seek his face. And it's recorded in two places. And in one place it says forever, and in the other place continually. It means the same thing. Oh, Lord, can you help us? Can you help us? The Lord is our helper to enable us to seek him. I was thinking of that little, the ending there, seek his face. When a child wants to please the parents, what does the child do? They walk in a way of obedience. They want to please the parent. I thought of that, but then Gerda Bakker, I guess most of you would know her, Gerda Bakker, missionary to China, she said, it means to seek his presence. When it says seek his face, when somebody they're present, you can see their face, you know that they're present. Jesus, do something for me. I need help, Lord. Oh, you know it. Hallelujah. You know it. We all need help. But I'm glad that some here are responding. Why not all of us? What I miss is the praising. Praise the Lord. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. The name of the Lord ought to be praised from the dawning of the sun unto the going down of the same. He is to be praised. And he'll help us. Praise the Lord. Seek the Lord. Let me seek you, Lord. Let me seek your strength. I need strength. And forces of evil are too great, shall I say, perhaps. I need your strength, Lord. But he has promised to be our strength. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Yes, Lord, we praise you.
Jesus giveth us the victory. He who overcame at Calvary overcomes again in you and me.
Hallelujah.
And Jesus gives the victory. You find it now, this verse, you'll find it in 1 Chronicles 16, And I don't know how far down in that reading you will find the verse. And then it's in Psalm, what Psalm is it?
105.
You'll find it again about the fifth verse. It's the same Psalm that he wrote on the occasion when that ark was brought in. And so, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
That's the best thing we can say. Praise the Lord. Amen. Acknowledge Him. I mentioned that our praise is a sacrifice of acknowledgement. We acknowledge the Lord when we say, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Have any of you ever read the little book? It's entitled The Vine, The True Vine. Who wrote that?
Andrew Murray.
Andrew Murray. Now I try to paraphrase that a little bit in a song. I'm a branch in the vine of the only true vine, living in the vine, Christ Jesus, from Him receiving all the time. Living in the vine, my God, consecrated to the vine to bear His fruit. Living in the vine, Christ Jesus, much fruit, my aim, my one pursuit. Living in the vine, my God, likeness to the vine is my desire. Living in the vine, Christ Jesus, like Him to live, I do aspire. Living in the vine, my God, I bear not the vine, but the vine bears me. The vine bears me, the vine bears me. A branch in the vine, and the vine bears me. Living in the vine, my God. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. We bless your name.